Limitations in how a rec and ed millage can be used means Ann Arbor Public Schools won't be able to free up much general fund money if a rec and ed millage passes. An ad hoc committee of school board members, however, says this type of millage would provide money for expanded rec and ed programs. School board member Glenn Nelson says it also could provide funding for non-credit programs tied to existing school programs.
For example, maybe we would want to have a recreation program adjacent to a summer school class. And then the student would get the learning in the class and the recreation in the program.
After hearing the report, the board asked for a new ad hoc committee to do a similar analysis of the possibilities and limitations of a countywide enhancement millage or an increase in the special education millage. This report is due by the middle of March, when the board will discuss what, if any, millage proposal they might put on the ballot. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.